I picked her up at the specified time. I was dressed to the nines and she looked sublime in a pink sequin dress, just a bit too tight. And I was thinking this could be the night. At the restaurant, things were in full bloom. She said she had to visit the ladies' room. It may have been just a visit, but I guess along the way she decided that she'd extend her stay. Did she ever come back? No, she never came back. And the waiter was laughing as I paid that check. We were going to go to the discotheque. But actually, at that point, that whole discotheque idea was pretty much off. On my way out, though, I chanced to see a girl at the bar making eyes at me. And I said to myself, self, this could be good. We'll exchange smiles, phone numbers, and maybe even fluids. So I bought her a drink, and I bought her two more. And I asked for her number as she walked out the door. She said 555555555, and I live at number 55 Drive. Was it really her number? No, it really was not. Anna is all I got when I tried to call it later on. Half a date and badly, half a date and sadly, it was not a love connection, no siree. Half a date and terrible, half a date and unbearable, but that's not all, check as you will see. I stumbled round till I found another bar, which was good because I couldn't find my car. I ordered a scotch and I drank it down, and I did this several times till I lost count. They picked me up where I'd fallen down. I was read my rights and brought downtown. I can't remember very much, but I think it's safe to say that this date sucked. Half a date and terrible, half a date and unbearable, it was the worst thing that you ever saw. Half a date and horrible, half a date and deplorable, and now I've got a headache the size of Arkansas. So Chuck, I don't care who the audience picked, I'd rather be killed with a big sharp stick. I'll stay on my own, it's my natural state, whether or not I have a date.